Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Therese with Angel Coaches, and welcome to our Tuesday night show. I'm glad you guys are here. Some of you are listening in by phone. Some of you are listening in on the web. But whatever you're doing, it's good to see you here, or what do you think, see you feel. And I'm glad you guys are listening in tonight. Tonight we're going to do a show on astral travel and remote viewing. I'm going to discuss a little bit about both of them and share the differences. I really think people, you can train yourself to remote view. You can train yourself to astral travel. Some of us, when we were children and even now as adults, we can do it pretty easy. It's just been a part of us with astral traveling. Remote viewing, we do that without even realizing it. A lot of times stockbrokers do it, you know, when they're predicting the stocks that are going to go up or go down or whatever it is they do. It is a form of remote viewing, okay? And that's where you use your mind, harness the power of your mind to go visit another place in right now or in the future, okay? I had spoke about this not too long ago that I have a friend of mine that learned how to remote view and astral travel in the military. He was pretty high up, or actually very high up, and Republican. Not that that matters, but I felt like I should say that. The Republicans had a leader that in the military, and I'm sure there was more than one, but in this particular place that was teaching the gentleman in there to remote view and to astral travel. And my friend told me, he said, they're doing that so that you know, that we can go watch or go see what's going on in, you know, in other countries and that kind of thing. He eventually left and didn't want to do it anymore, not be in the military anymore and wanted to raise a family and so on. So that was his, and so remote viewing, he said, we had a sensei who really taught us the discipline of harnessing our mind and being able to go different places with that. And so that is strictly using your mind. What is astral travel? Astral travel is let me ask this question, and then I'll explain it. Have any of you guys, when you were younger or now, wake up and you're looking at your body from the ceiling? Some of us who have near-death experiences look at our body, you know, when we're floating out of our body. Some of us that, you know, who are, I know that I have, you know, I've had the blood sugar where I've passed out, and I can remember seeing my body laying there and me not being a part of it, right? And when my mom was, she was on life support, and I never will forget seeing a silver cord tie her to her body. And so the astral body, you can see it on yourself or you can see it with others. I would probably do that first. And what does it look like? It's actually, if you stand against a wall, you will see the outline. It looks like a mist of everything about you on, you know, like it's like a mist that follows the outline of your body. And that's your astral body. And so you can use that astral body to travel different places, okay? So how can you use it for you? And what is the purpose that you can do for you? Well, you can actually train your brain, you know, in remote view to learn how to see using telepathy, remote viewing and telepathy. Let me explain it. When you're learning to do that, what you would want to do is, first of all, meditation is key for both of these, astral traveling and or remote viewing. So let's start with remote viewing first. First of all, you would want to get relaxed, okay, and work with a partner. And let me explain how that works. So you meditate is key. Relaxation is key as well. And usually when you meditate, you're relaxing at the same time, okay? Unless you're doing yoga, which is a form of relaxation too, or running. I run, meditate, and run. And I'm in a really easy school and state when I'm doing that. But what I'm saying to you is that so you're sitting down in a comfortable place for remote viewing. You have a partner in front of you. And the partner in front of you, you trust and trust you, and he has three envelopes that he has picked subjects that you will look at or remote view. Maybe one of them is a place in, you know, in the next state. Maybe it's a picture of something, you know, or animal or whatever in Africa. Maybe it's your bedroom and something out of your bedroom, picture of something out of your bedroom. Maybe it, whatever. So you have three envelopes and he picks three things or she picks three places that and make sure they're places that you can see, okay, and very distinct, you know, something very distinct about it. Don't put anything. I would pick something really not generic. So if one of the places is Africa, you know, you have National Geographic and you have a giraffe or a lion or something, or maybe it's the zoo in Miami or the zoo in New York, wherever you're at. And then the second thing that you do is you have another two places and make sure they're very distinct. So you have three envelopes and you pick one, okay? And he looks at the envelope. He doesn't give you any hints. And then you have lots of paper and a pencil beside you, and you start feeling what you can see. And maybe you start with how it feels. Does it feel cold? Does it feel hot? Does it feel up? Does it feel down? Does it feel in a different continent? And, you know, and so on. So you may want to, you know, write all your answers down as he's asking you the questions, okay? And then you can see how close you get, and maybe do you see an animal? Do you see a person? Do you see it? What do you see? And you can start asking questions like that. So that's one way to really train and harness your brain. Now, how does that work for you with your spiritual, your psychic endeavors? Well, as I said, there's a lot of stockbrokers that have actually picked stocks, you know what I mean, by using this method, all right? There's also, you know, in the military, they use it to see other countries, other leaders in countries. And that is what my friend has told me. So, you know, too, as well. And they've got written books on it as well. You can also, I have another friend of mine used to astral travel remote view. He was so funny. He'd say that he was, he goes, Tori, he goes, I went to Hugh Hefner's mansion. He said, I was only able to look through the window. Character, right? He was so funny with that. I know myself with remote viewing, it has been one way that I could actually tap in and see. I really, when I was doing ballet, I wanted to do a pirouette. And I remember really harnessing that power to see someone actually in my mind that I admired as a dancer doing a pirouette and breaking it down for me. It was amazing. And so that's one thing that you can do. It also teaches you to use telepathy. Able to describe a picture or place with your partner, then you're able to link with somebody else in their mind and find out what they're up to, what they're doing. Or let's say, you know, you want to soul link with somebody or connect with their brain, and that's the way you can do it. This is one of the first steps, remote viewing and telepathy. Okay, so if you have a love and you and he or you and she are having problems, remote viewing can really help you with that, okay? So what does that look like? You connect with their mind, right, and you're feeling their energy, their brain. It doesn't mean that you go and give them, hey, call me, I love you, I need to marry you, or I want to break up with you. You break up with me first, so I won't have to do it. It means that you connect with them and you feel their energy and what they're thinking. When you start trying to impose your will on it, does not work, okay? It will not work like that. So you can actually reach in and connect with them, sending them messages of love. Not, I love you, call me, but you can send messages of love. I love you, let's get together. And if he says he wants time apart or she wants time apart, then respect that. But you can also connect with them and send them love. Or let's say your daughter, your son is going to school and it's their first day of school. You guys remember that with children? Maybe some of you are experiencing it now. And you can connect with your daughter, your son, in the sitting in the class, getting ready to take a test, or you know, I have a friend of mine that does this with her children, and just send them love and let them know it's going to be okay. And so those are some things that you can do when you start mastering remote viewing. Okay, start with your partner. Get your partner sit in front of you with three envelopes. Pick places that are very distinct. Okay, with an animal in each of these pictures. Okay, because sometimes that's going to be easy for you to really connect with. Okay, because it's a living thing, and it's not something generic, and it's going to push you to work harder. So And remember, relaxation and meditation are key with both of these. All right. I'm going to take questions, and some of you guys have got experiences to share, and that's a cool thing too. I want to hear that in just a minute. Let's talk about what is the astral traveling. As I said, a lot of you guys that are listening in, and maybe you have children. My daughter can do this, and she'd go on great trips when she was a lot younger. Now she's way too cool to do that. So, we have these indigo crystal rainbow kids. And they are really spiritual beings having human experience, right? And they come down here, a lot of them, without karma, the new kids being born today in this period of time. And so astral traveling and remote viewing and all these things are super easy for them to do. And they do it, every time they're going to sleep. My daughter used to travel around and with one of her guides, and she goes, see me leave the house, and you would be sleeping. And I'd go out, and she would describe the travels, and she could describe the neighbors and what they were doing, and, her neighbors that were kids of hers. And so what is the difference between astral traveling and remote viewing? Like I said, remote viewing uses the mind. Astral traveling is the body, which is you can see the mist around a person. It outlines their whole physical body, and it's the astral body, okay? So how do you work with that? What you do is, as I said, start relaxing and meditation. And Angel Coaches has a meditation that will help you do that. All you need to do is send me an email to angeltree@angelcoaches.org or facebook.com/angelcoaches and send me a message there to really master remote viewing and astral traveling. Anyway, so what you do with astral traveling is you get and start in the morning. Early in the morning is good. You don't want to do it right before you go to bed until you're really good at it. And because one of the things is that astral traveling, you want to go to make sure that you go to a really good place, okay? So we're going to cover that before I take questions. But what you want to do is you want to practice the relaxation and the meditation. Once again, meditation and relaxation are key here. Sitting down and meditating and relaxing are really key. Laying down in your bed and meditating is key. And you want to be kind of drowsy. So when you first wake up in the morning, it's a good time. And you're like, well, Tree, I'm working. That's not a good time to astral travel or practice remote viewing. And you go, well, I never have any free time. Well, you do if you get up 30 minutes earlier than you normally do. And so if it's important to you, you will find a way to do it. 15 minutes to 30 minutes earlier will allow you the time to practice, be a little bit drowsy. But it's really an exciting time because when you astral travel, I think it's even more spiritual for me than remote viewing, because remote viewing is really about using the mental part of you, where astral traveling is more using really connecting with your soul. Okay, not that they both don't do that, but that's my perception and that's been my experience. Okay, so relaxing, even in the early morning, key, and go through that whole process. You may use music or you may not. You may have a guided meditation, which I really recommend that you do, because it's going to train your brain. It's going to train you to quiet the inner chatter rather than laying there listening, taking deep breaths, and saying, did I water the plant? Did I lock the door? I have this to do today. I have this to do today. And we've all done that before. So what you want to do is pick a body part. Okay, let's say you're a toe. And start with your toe, better than my finger, but I will start focusing on your toe and your physical toe with your eyes closed in your brain. And you start focusing on it. And in your mind's eye, you start telling your toe to mind. Not physically moving it with your mind. And if your toe is moving, you visualize that toe moving. There's more parts of your body, okay? And over a period of time, you start doing that with visualizing your ass. And it takes practice. And I'm not going to say you're going to do it right away, but as I said, this is learning to harness the power. And it's our birthright. It's our spiritual birthright to be able to astral travel and remember and to remote view and enjoy. Both of them you can enjoy. So what you would do is as you're doing that and you're harnessing the power of learning how to move one toe at a time, okay, mentally, with your you know, in your brain, in your mental brain, and then you're thinking about focusing on your whole body, moving out your that part of your body, moving outside of your physical body. Well, you're walking and you see yourself walking across the room and looking at your physical body. I would not try to go fly out of your body yet, okay? Not until you get better at it, okay? And sometimes it happens, and if it's happened, you always have protection. You have your angels, and all you have to do is say, hey, take me back, okay? And your angels can take you back. And take you back, of course. But you go through this process, and you just move one toe at a time, and then you move your whole, you see as you master that, you say, move my whole body out where I'm walking across the room and looking at my physical body on a bed, and you see yourself doing that in your mind's eye by moving one part of your body at a time. I keep saying that because it's really important. Okay? So that's key there. And then what else can you do? A couple things here. I think staging your house or staging the room, especially that you're working in, is key. I always think that when you come back from astral traveling, you stage yourself. Especially if, and when you go into an astral, you go into an astral plane, I know that's important too, as well, because you travel to different places. How many of you guys astral travel all the time? And we do, and we remember it, and we go to, we go visit different places, you know what I mean? Different dimensions. I think when you're starting to astral travel in the remote view, and you're going outside into different places, different realms of reality, more with astral travel, I think, than remote viewing, but you can do it with both, that you need to make sure you always say, I choose to go to somewhere where it's light, where I am, the energy is high, the vibration is high, maybe to visit your angel, maybe to visit your loved ones on the other side. Make sure you request that, because you don't want to ever go anywhere negative, okay? Remember, polar opposites, wherever there's light, there's always a dark side, okay? So you always want to go to the light, keep staying there. Save yourself before, after, okay, and make sure that your heart is clear, your mind is clear when you do this. It works so much better, and always put it out that you're serving, you're doing this out of love and to serve your highest and best good, faster travel, remote view, and whoever you're working with, the same thing, their highest and best good. So that puts the intention at a high level, okay? So those are a couple of things that you can do. And as I said, Angel Coaches has a meditation. And we also have our own TV channel coming up very soon. It's in the works. I think they're building the infrastructure for it right now. So super excited about that. But what I'm saying to you guys is you can build on the astral traveling and the remote viewing. All you have to do is it takes practice, and it takes learning how to harness that mental power, that brain power, and also learning how to discipline yourself in meditation. And people going, I don't know how to meditate. Oh, I can't meditate. Yes, you can. All you need to do is take the time to do it and learn the discipline. We all can meditate, okay? We all can be disciplined. All we have to do is choose it. So I'm pretty firm about that. So if anybody has any questions, or I think I see one here, actually astral travel, I would love to hear what you have to say. Hi, it's Therese. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I wasn't sure if you were speaking to me.
Yes, I'm sorry. How are you? Samantha. Samantha the writer.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what's up?
Well, yeah, I need to do some remote viewing and figure out what the heck's going on in the world, in my world. So actually listening to you, I thought, maybe that's what I need to work on, is just to get a little bit more of a sneak peek into some of the odd happenings in my life over the last few months. So
here's the thing with you. I know that you've got some issues going on with business and also with a relationship, okay? So my thought is that you want to know what he's thinking, if he's going to come back, or does he want to be with you, right? I think I'm right in assuming that. You know, and don't worry, there's a lot of us women that want to know the same thing, okay? So I'm going to put it like this, and I think I told you this, you know, Sam reached out, and we chatted a few minutes yesterday and this morning. But one of the things that I see with you is that you can really practice the meditation and using the remote viewing and the telepathy to connect with the soul and give them messages, okay? I love you. I want to hear from you. And even if hearing from you means that you're, you know, that you're telling me something I may not want to hear, okay, on the physical level. And you want to know if he loves you, and you want to know if he's, it feels like you broke up with him, or did he break up with you? I'm not sure. Which one was it? Do you know? Are we pushing
out? He is, you know, we've had so many, I actually believe he loves me, but he just kind of shut down. We have a lot of ups and downs, and he makes so many odd choices due to his children. And, I finally snapped, and I just kind of said, you know, go fix yourself. And I had to say goodbye. But so, you know, he shut down first. And, you know, once somebody kind of shuts down emotionally, you know, what is there? So then I just said, okay, goodbye. So I don't know, but my feeling is that he loves me, but I don't know if he feels worthy, strong enough, secure. You know, I don't know what the words are necessarily. Maybe that's what I would want the remote viewing for, is to see, you know, and I think he's a good soul.
You
want
to know if you're important
to him.
Right. I get you. And I think we all want to, and ladies that are listening or will download it later, gentlemen too, guys too, because I know you guys wanted the same thing. We all want to know if we are important enough to reach out and connect with us. And we want to know that we are important enough that you can say, I love you, and we can compromise, but we want to know that we're important. And I believe that's your biggest question. Are you important? Will he come back and say, hey, I want to be with you. I realize how important you are to me, how much I love you. Okay, I get that. So here's my thought about it, is that, yes, you are important to him, and yes, you can connect with him. You both are tired of the drama, and I'm just telling you that's what I'm feeling on both ends here. And he's a man, mm-hmm. and men tend to compartmentalize, and things are real basic with him. You know, give him a hug and do the laundry and tell him you love him, and they're easy. And children, because he's a man, he part of his job is to take care of his kids, and he may do it very badly or very good. I don't know. Okay, you know more about mm-hmm. that than I would. But connect with his soul. And really pour your heart out. Say, hey, I'd like to be with you because, and if that works, let's work this out, okay? Because when you work with the soul, you leave the ego out, okay, which is the part that argues right, says you're wrong, wants to be right, never let you be right, or you never let him be right. But when you work from your soul to his soul, that's the best thing. And that's part of remote viewing, is to connecting like that, telepathy, all right, and sending mm-hmm. those messages out. The one way that you can do it is make sure you connect with your soul first. And how do you do that? Is that, remember that part of you that had your, I think you have a daughter, had your daughter, and mm-hmm. you looked down in that little face first time and you felt all that love? That's your soul, mm-hmm. okay? So mm-hmm. find that part in yourself, however you do it. I do it with my daughter because it's easy to do like that, because we always love our kids unconditionally. And then find that part in him, okay? But find it in mm-hmm. yourself first, and then send those messages out. And I can tell you, you know, does he love you? Yes. But you know what? You really want to know that yourself, and this is a way that you can really practice and go from his soul to your soul and really connect like that and send those messages. And I'm saying that to mm-hmm. anybody that's listening, all right? And don't expect something right away, or maybe it will happen right away. I know I have a client, she's actually going to be here on Thursday night, and started doing it, and then the next day she heard from him. You know what I mean? You know, she is mm-hmm. super easy to work with, okay, and she takes a suggestion and runs with it, okay? I have another one, it's taken her 8 months, and finally she got a response. Is it because they're more difficult? No, it's just the way things are. You know what I mean, how it works. So you can connect with him like that. You can also connect with your boss, because it feels like there's some stuff going on there. A lot of change for you,
yeah.
Samantha. A lot of change.
I was off on the man issue, and all of a sudden you flipped gears and went, no. Yeah, everything's all kind of topsy-turvy.
Yeah, I get that. I get you on that, too, as well. But you can use the remote viewing and connecting like that with him on that level, but really practice, you know, from soul to soul, and find it within yourself first, and then you can connect with him. Loves you, yes, he does. Tired of the drama, you both are. And so, you know, before you start working with that.
What was the last thing you said?
Tired of the drama, both of you are. Okay, you guys are ready to love and be loved in return and coming from that higher place. There's a lot of stuff here, but good luck with that, you know, and let me know if there's anything I can do, okay?
I appreciate that.
I mean, it just does.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I'm going to share with everybody, because I'm going to go to the next question here, is, you know, I'm psychic. Aren't we all, though, on some level? You know what I mean? And it's our God-given birthright to be that way and to be extremely intuitive and that kind of thing. But if you're connecting with a psychic or someone who's intuitive, however you want to say it, because I prefer to think of myself as a coach, a psychic coach, intuitive coach, where we see a vision and give you the tools to get there. Okay, so, yeah, I see he loves you, but the work is for you to come from that higher place, and so he will as well. But it's really up to you to set the pace for that. And and if a psychic says, oh, yeah, he's going to come back to you, because sometimes I feel people, oh, yeah, he's coming back, you got to do the work to get the pay. It's the way it is. And, you know, and I'm sharing that with
is
you.
It,
you
is
gotta,
it? I don't know if it sounds too selfish to say this, and I don't mean this in a bad way. Actually, I mean this in a very respectful way towards myself, is he's almost, I don't want to say not healthy, but I want a healthy him, and I hope he does the work on himself, because, you know, he's hurting himself too, and his kids, actually, inadvertently. He doesn't mean to, but through his choices. But a topsy-turvy roller coaster isn't healthy for me, and I don't want that. So I don't just blanket want him back. It's not like that. I think he's got a beautiful soul, but if I could remote view and do anything or implant anything within him, it would be, yes, you can have the life that you want, and you can be a strong parent and have a partner. Somehow to infuse him with the strength to kind of claim his own self. Does that make sense?
I mean, his own power. Okay, here's the deal. When I'm talking about connecting with the soul is coming from that kind of place. So when you come from that yourself, then you don't have to worry about saying that. That's his ego. When he's like doing the, and that's my ego, right? I'm telling you, my ego is really active every darn day. So one of the things that you would say to him is say, hey, I've connected with my soul, so I'm connecting with yours. This is, and I know, and I want to make sure you're feeling this too on a soul level, not an ego level. I'd like to connect with you. I want to help you be the great parent that you have the potential to be. And and I know that you see your ego, and I know that you see my ego. And so on a soul level, let us both work together to be great parents, great mates, great whatever. You know what I mean? Do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Is that good with you?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
you're working with the soul,
right,
which is close to God, not his ego, which is saying, Samantha,
right,
you're bugging me. Or you're saying, you know, hey, God, man, boy,
yeah,
man, whatever. You're bugging me. You're not getting it right. Do you understand? You're working from
right,
your soul to your soul. Different. Totally
mm-hmm.
different. Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. It does. It does. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet you. So you don't have to do anything. It's a talk to a soul connect and that kind of thing. And if you get Matthew McConaughey soul, my number is. Give him my number. Kidding. It's all good. Anyway. Hang in there. It's going to work out, okay? So, but make sure it's okay.
Thanks.
That you talk to him that way. Okay, ask permission, all right, and share your thoughts and let him know that, you know, that you want to be with him. And his soul understands, because his soul is the one that's connected to God. Okay?
And that's what I have been saying to him. I mean, that's my communication with him in a lot of ways, but I think he just feels trapped. But I don't want to hold up from other people, so. I'll let you.
All right, cool. Yeah, and like I said, when you talk to him on the soul level, he's not going to feel trapped. He's going to say, hey, I'm close to God. Thank you, Sam. I want to work with you. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
He's a little slow, but we'll get him. Anyway, have a good one. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. I know this. Have you got a good astral story, an astral traveling story to share?
Hello.
Hi. Anyway, tell us about astral traveling, okay? I'm going to be Beetlejuice and go to a male strip show, but I haven't done that yet. It's all good.
I never thought it was ever possible, but it is.
Tell me.
I've done it probably since I was a little girl, but didn't know I was doing it until later in life. But I remember the last time that I astral traveled, which was probably a couple years ago. And I probably have done it in my dreams since then, but don't remember or whatnot. But I remember this one because when you leave your body, you don't know you're leaving it. But when you come back into your body, it's the oddest, your body, I don't know how to even explain it.
Vibrate?
No, it's like a feeling of, yeah, it probably does vibrate, but like jumping back into it, I guess. You're jumping back into
right.
your own body. It's like when you dream that you're falling off a cliff and you wake up, it's like, bam. You know, when you're dreaming and you fall off your cliff, and you really don't fall off the cliff, but you wake up because you think you're falling off a cliff. It's like a like bam,
like you're falling off a cliff and you fall back into your body. Is that what you're saying?
Well, did anybody, I don't just say anybody have those dreams? Like when you're drifting off to sleep, sometimes you feel like you're falling off a cliff or something, but that's your body going into such a restful state, and it has to, you're such a peaceful state that your body just like jumps, like it just jumps. I don't know how to explain it. That's how
I know
it feels.
And I tell you something, sometimes you can wake up and feel it jumping almost. You know what I'm talking about? I get you. So, I've done that, I think. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if I'm awake or if I'm still asleep. I don't know. I don't know that I'm doing, when I'm doing it, I don't know I'm doing it until I'm jumping back into my body. And I realize
I
that you. I just astral traveled.
Do you remember where you went? Sometimes I do. Do you remember?
Well, the last time, it just was so stupid. I don't know why. Maybe it was just because, I don't know what it was, but I was just laying in bed and I heard noises outside, and instead of my physical body getting up out of bed to go look out a window, my soul did, looked out the window and seen everything that was going on, and came back into my body, jumped back into my body. It was all very hard. I just remember this so vividly because it was a very hard coming back into my body. It was very,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was just probably the hardest one I've ever felt. Maybe, I don't know why, but when I came back into my body, I knew I just astral traveled, and I was in bed and I got up and I looked outside myself to see if I actually did see what I saw. And sure enough, my soul saw what it saw, and
your physical body verified it, right?
My physical body verified it. Yes, that was
I had a recent hard one. It was a hard one to do. Can I tell you? I did that myself a few weeks ago, and it was the weirdest thing. I was like, "Huh, there you go." It was weird, too, as well. And I think you could do this pretty easy. We have play guides that help us relax and have fun in the astral world. So ask to play with your play guide. My play guide and I, we play all the time, right? And that's a fun thing to do. And people don't realize they have play guides and that will help you relax. And so my suggestion to you guys that before you go to sleep at night or in the morning, you want to play with your play guide to help you have a great day, do that. Because I think astral traveling can be challenging in the sense of jumping back in your body, the hardest thing.
Yeah,
but you can get
that's the challenging part of it, is jumping back into your body. That's, I mean, when it first happened, I didn't understand it, and I still don't really understand it, but that's the challenging part, is when you're jumping back into your body. You realize what just happened, and you can't fathom it, really. But I'm sure I have my play guides. I'm an anxious person, so they probably make me get into such a relaxed state, and I go astral travel. They take me places I'd never would dream of ever going. And when you're done, mm-hmm. you're so tired, and you feel like, I don't know, it's the most tiredest feeling that you don't even experience in real life. I can't even explain it. It would probably feel like I walked to California and back. I mean, I don't have the words to describe how tired you are when you do and you come back. You are supposed to be sleeping, but you're not. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you're not really sleeping.
Can I tell you, you're moving and you're traveling. And ask when you get back to have energy. There's a friend of mine that does that. She goes, man, I'm so tired. I've been astral traveling. I said, well, before mm-hmm. you get back in your body, ask for some astral coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like,
I don't understand, you know, why I've never asked to. I still don't ask to do it. I don't ask for it. I just do it, and I don't know why I do it. I don't have a clue. I don't go to bed
because
at night, or I don't say, hey, I want to astral travel.
Let me say this. You have a soul agreement to be a teacher and a healer, and that's what you're here to do. And
mm-hmm.
So it's time to jump in and do that, like you're jumping into your body. It's all good. A little uncomfortable, but that's the reason why you're doing it. There's never given any – you never get the gifts without the instruction booklet at some point in time. So
mm-hmm.
embrace this gift, Amy. You got some good stuff. You guys, we're getting to the end of our show. And, Amy, thank you for sharing, because I get you. I've done that myself. And, you know, I always make a joke about going to a male strip show. But you know what? I've been to some amazing places, and some of you guys probably have that are listening or will download it later. Amy, I know it went through to some amazing
places.
I've been
to some amazing places, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, unicorns and people that have fun. And, man, I remember astral traveling to this place where I walked in and there was some monks going to church people, like monks going to a religious place, and they go, do you want to go with us? And then there was this boatload of people that were like, had orange hair and like fun and partying, and they go, do you want to come with us? I was like, I'm going to go with the fun people. So we had a great time. I kid you not. I was like, man, this is great. And yeah, you guys think I'm joking. I'm not. And
no.
I was like, this is fun. You know, and we went in different boats in different places, but it was neat because I could see different beings from different worlds, you know what I mean, that weren't from this world, and we all traveled together, and we were all having a great time. So anyway, on that note, that's just one thing I've done. I'm sure you guys have done as much or more, and the best part of that is that we can go anywhere, anytime, but make sure you keep your vibration high, and make sure you sage yourself when you come back, and sage your health frequently, and also to ask your angels, your higher self, the causal plane, to take you to somewhere amazing and wonderful where you can experience great joy, and give you some no-dos and coffee before you come back into your body. Right, Amy? It's all good.
Yep.
Anyway, you guys, we're starting our MTV channel, and I'm super excited. I just got off the phone with our guy tonight. He says he's setting up the infrastructure, and so I could have my list building, that's what we're talking about. And so we're all going to benefit from that. And there's a lot of new angel coaches on board. I'm super excited to have them. And it has been such a journey to get this done. And I think the biggest obstacle has been me and my getting it done sometimes, or believing that it could be done, or dragging my feet because I was caught up in something else. But it's finally getting done. And so that's just one little aspect. I appreciate everybody here on the show tonight, and those that are listening now and will download it later. We've got some amazing stuff that Angel Coaches is going to do, and we're going to take this worldwide, around the world, and have great fun, great spiritual fun, great fun, and make money, okay? So, you know, we're going to be prosperous, and we're teaching prosperity. And how can you teach it unless you live it? So that's what we do here at Angel Coaches, is live it and show others how to do the same. And people get great healings just by being around other people that have that high vibration, and that's what we are here at Angel Coaches. So like us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, please, because they send you guys some really neat stuff about other shows, free gifts, and I love anything free. Like us on Facebook, like our page. If you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page, send us a comment. And we have a 30-day challenge. Some of the folks you heard from last Thursday are doing some amazing, wonderful things and making great progress, and I'm so impressed. And I said this week I was going to create a meditation on exercising and keeping up with your exercise, and that's what I've done, and running or whatever you're doing. And I created it, so if you want it, send me an email. I'm giving it away for free right now. And we've got other meditations as well that are, you know, how to tap into your higher self, living in the now, creating your personal power, tapping into your personal power, developing telepathy, your telepathy skills, and there's so many out there. So I've got tons of meditations. You're going to be able to really see my meditations, and other angel creatures have meditations and books and everything. And we are just really, really creating a village here of things that you can do to keep your vibration high. Because when you're feeling good, everybody around you feels good. And when you feel good, travel you go to some really great places. Okay, and what a great place to party is on the astral plane. So I will see you on the beaches on the astral plane tonight, Amy. Let's make it happen. And we'll be the one in the bikinis looking at the hot, sexy guys. It's all good. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Great. Now, our next show is Thursday night at 8 p.m. As I said, we're talking to people that did their first week of the 30-day challenge and really transforming themselves and their lives and what great stories I've heard. And if you go, I'm not sure if you can see it, but maybe not. I'll blog about it tonight. So you guys have a great now, and we will see you Thursday night. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.